you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Charlotte Kniep. And many of you are probably aware that the LDS Church has recently made a strong emphasis on the importance of keeping the Sabbath day holy. You've most likely seen the training videos, articles in church magazines, and sat through numerous Sunday school lessons and talks about this topic. But what does it mean for an individual? Not everyone lives in the same circumstances, yet we are all responsible to keep this commandment. Personally, I've found that if I can participate in activities on Sunday that maintain that spirit that I felt at church, then I've been successful. Now, prophets and apostles have offered several pieces of advice on what they do in their own families, such as cooking meals together, reading, visiting family and friends. But today we're kicking off a series where we're speaking to young single adults from all over the United States about how they choose to keep the Sabbath day holy. Josh Eaton has lived in Chicago for the past few years, where he is a member of a mid-single adult ward, and he's on the phone with us today to discuss how he tries to keep Sunday a special day apart from the rest of the week. Thanks for joining us, Josh.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So first of all, what brought you to Chicago?
Right after college, I was working in the Midwest in some small towns, and I knew that there was a lot more opportunities in the bigger cities. And so after talking with some friends and having some encouragement from them, I decided to apply and to interview in Chicago for a couple of various jobs in the marketing field. And eventually I was able to, you know, land something and make the move. And so it was mostly work and opportunity that brought me to Chicago.
So do you have a lot of family and friends nearby?
I don't have any family, but I do have friends from BYU and, you know, just people that I was able to kind of make acquaintances through my network. So it hasn't been completely lonely.
Right. So what have you found are the best things about living in the city?
Just right off the bat, I think that Chicago has so much to offer. There's so many great restaurants and there's sports teams and concerts and the theater and things like that. And so there's just so much to do and so much that's going on. I think that, you know, regardless of the time of year, that you can always find something to do outside or inside, museums, you know, sightseeing, things like that. It's just so much, you know, compared to growing up in a small town. For me, I just never lack anything to do. And that's what I think had the biggest appeal for me, was that there's just so much opportunity and fun things to do, especially, you know, with friends and family when they were in town.
Yeah, it's definitely an exciting place to be. And because of all the incredible benefits and things that are there that make living in the city fun, why do you think people would find it hard to keep the Sabbath day holy in Chicago?
I think one of the main things that I've seen is that because there's so much to do, that Sunday just kind of becomes another day for everyone in the city. You know, restaurants will stay open. They'll offer, you know, Sunday specials and things like that. And especially in Chicago, like brunch is a Sunday brunch is like an institution in itself. And I think that those kind of pressures from the world, as well as everyone seems to take off Sunday from work. You know, a lot of people will still work through the weekends on Saturday, but Sunday is kind of that set apart day that everyone has off. And so, you know, people will want to go to the beach, or they'll want to hang out, or they'll want to grab a bite to eat or something like that. And so I just felt a lot of pressure from kind of the outside world, and that Sunday is kind of the designated day that everyone just kind of hangs out and does nothing and goes around and sees things and explores and enjoys the city. And, because of all the opportunities and things like that, it then puts that much more pressure on Sunday and trying to have you go out and do something.
Right.
And
right.
Enjoy it in the way that the rest of the world is.
So it's obviously a challenge to make Sunday a completely separate, different day when there's all these other things and distractions going on around you. So how are you able to keep it holy? Like, give us some examples of some activities and things that you do on Sunday to make it special and different.
Sure. I know for me, one of the biggest things that I had to think about when I moved to Chicago was the whole food situation, because there's so many great restaurants and there's so many times that friends from work would want to go to brunch or to go eat out or to do something. And so for me, I had to make that choice like right when I moved here and decided, you know, this was a day that I wasn't going to do those things. And so I'd let them know ahead of time, but also like just being prepared on Saturday with food, because you come home from church after your meetings and stuff and you're just so hungry and you just really want something, you know, and it's so easy to call up or to Grubhub or do something like that. And so for me, one of the biggest helps I've had to kind of eliminate all of that kind of temptation is just to make sure that I have food on Saturday, be it going to the grocery store or like getting takeout or, you know, having extras left over from dinner with a friend or something like that. And then kind of the things that I do on Sunday to keep it holy, aside from, you know, going to church and my meetings and things like that, is I really try to surround myself with friends from the ward or the branch who, you know, are members and who want to keep the Sabbath day too. So we'll do dinner groups where, you know, we'll rotate and different people will take turns cooking dinner together, so that you have a place to go and to eat and to hang out without, you know, feeling like you need to go out and eat. Also, the Young Single Adult Ward, you know, does a great job of planning firesides and munch and mingles after church so that there's opportunities for you to kind of gather with the rest of the saints and just to talk and get to know each other and have some food together. For me also, I found that Sunday was a great opportunity, since I am away from my family, to be able to call them or FaceTime them and be able to just spend some quality time with them, catching, you know, them up on my life as well as finding out what's new in theirs. And I think just, you know, using Sunday for that day to actually recharge, you know, to put away the work, and, you know, to rest, even catch a nap if I can. And also, because everyone else is so busy during the week, Sundays are usually a great day for me when I found that people are available, like for me to go home teach or to visit with the missionaries and things like that. And so those activities kind of all collectively help me to keep, you know, Christ-centered or Christ-focused Sabbath and to kind of put off the other things.
That's so great that you're able to do that. I really commend you for that. Now, aside from Sunday, you know, we're told by church leaders to keep the Spirit in our homes and to make our homes temples. How are you able to do that throughout the week?
So I'm a huge, like, firm believer in that the house or your home should be, you know, a refuge from the rest of the world. And for me, that's what I've really tried to develop in my apartment, is to have a place where I feel like I can rest and kind of get out of the world and everything that's in it. So in order to like create an environment for the Spirit to be there, there's just a few things that I always try to do and try to like stay on top of just so that that exists. One of them is just to, it seems simple and kind of silly, but it's just to like keep it clean and tidy. Cause I know for me, like if my apartment is like a mess, then I just don't feel great about it. And I don't feel like, I don't know, it just, it doesn't bring a great spirit and it doesn't invite the Spirit. And so whenever I have to like prepare a talk or a lesson, you know, like that's one of the first things I do is I clean my apartment just so that like my mind is in a right and is in the right place. Also I like in my apartment, even though it's really small, I have like a small desk, and that's kind of my desk that I set aside for like studying my scriptures. And I think having a place to like sit down that you've kind of designated as your like study area has really helped me, because I know that like I can leave my scriptures out and I can leave them open and have my journal right there when I'm studying, and that I can come back to that. So it's like a physical place where I can go each day in my apartment and come back to. I know that it'll be there for me. And then I think the last thing, and something that I've noticed a lot, like being in the city and being around a lot of influences, especially with like entertainment, you know, like with different shows and movies and things like that. One of the things that I kind of established for my apartment was that I would try my very best to not bring any kind of media or entertainment into my apartment that I thought could potentially drive away the Spirit. And that could be, you know, anything from like bad movies and pornography to, you know, I don't know, like questionable things they might like stream online on Netflix, you know, or something like that. But just really do my best that I, you know, only have myself to be accountable to, do my best to try to keep those things out of my apartment so that the spirit can be there.
That's so great. Thank you so much for sharing your advice with us today, Josh.
Sure, it's my pleasure.
So for more information and ideas on how to keep the Sabbath day holy, you can visit LDS.org to see what prophets and apostles and other members of the church have said. Our quote of the day is the song Sabbath Day by Gary Kroxall, and the lyrics to that song are as follows. The Sabbath day is a holy day, a time of worship and rest, where we can ponder and we can pray and serve the Lord in righteousness. Remember to keep the Sabbath holy, from all worldly labors cease. With kindness serve those who stand in need. In God's service, there is peace. The Sabbath day is a holy day, a time to feast on God's word, the day when we take the sacrament in memory of our Savior, Lord. Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.